Hello and welcome to your Monday episode of the Arrowhead Drive. I'm Pete Sweeney. Let's start your morning with today's outlook on the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's what you need to know for Monday, July 26th.
We're glad to be back up here in St. Joe. We love the hospitality that they give us here at Missouri Western State University, from their president on down. It's just all class, and that's why we've obviously returned back here. So, and it's a great setup. Listen, they've got tremendous facilities, which give us an opportunity to get our work done. We're out of the city and secluded here a bit, where we can really focus on football and the challenge that we have ahead. We've got tremendous schedule that's set before us, and we understand that. Some heck of a football team's on there, and we've got to make sure that we're ready to go.
The day is today, as Kansas City Chiefs veterans arrive to training camp on the campus of Missouri Western State University in St. Joseph, where rookies, injured players, and quarterbacks have already been for 3 days. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid said the Chiefs are over 90% in player vaccinations and that 30 players reported to the camp on Friday, including veterans in Juan Thornhill, Taco Charlton, and DeAndre Baker, all working through injuries from last year. We'll get to Patrick Mahomes' turf toe in just a second, but Reid provided a blanket statement on the other injuries to know for this football team.
Just on the injury front, we've got some guys that are up here and that will work. DeAndre Baker, Taco Charlton, Juan Thornhill. They'll be doing some activities up here in the next couple of days. So Malik Herring, he'll be up here. He had the knee ACL. He's just rehabbing that. And Armani Watts will also be up here he had a foot fracture and is doing well. Just Kyle Long is also improving. He's improving and doing really a great job with his rehab. Likewise, he will not be up here for this go around for the next couple days.
As for the Frank Clark and his off the field situation, Reid fully expects the big money defensive end to be among those players arriving in St. Joe later today. Catching up on official transactions, the team put safety Armani Watts on the physical unable to perform list and defensive end Malik Herring, he's on the non-football injury list. Now to Patrick Mahomes.
I think there'll be no restrictions. I've been training, running, throwing, doing everything that I usually do. And I think that was what was so good about going to OTAs and doing those things is I tested it there. I realized I was good. And then when I got back with Bobby and started training in the offseason with him, I was able to do what I normally would do.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes is good to go when it comes to that turf toe surgery he had way early in the offseason. And the expectation is he'll be rolling at training camp. It's wild to even wrap my head around this. I don't know about you, but Patrick Mahomes will enter his fifth season in 2021. And he said that the defensive players on the club ensure that he remains more motivated than ever.
I think it comes with the culture that we have in this locker room. When you're going up against guys like Tyrann Mathieu and Chris Jones every single day and they're talking trash, you kind of have to have that competitive spirit or you're going to get dominated on the practice field. So I think it just comes with the guys that you have around you. Don't take a day for granted. And I think we've learned that if we put in the work now, it will be at the end of the season where we want to be at. So it's about putting in the work right now, day by day, getting better and better so that at the end of the year, you have no regrets about what you did in the season.
Mahomes had a nice weekend throwing to the likes of rookies Cornell Powell and Noah Gray, but the big guns, such as veterans Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, they'll take part in their first full team practice on Wednesday.
Honestly, I had to play it off a little bit. I wasn't at 100%. But it was just more about the mental. Like, I had to tell myself, okay, it's going to hurt, but you got to play through it. So that's why when the end of the season came, you saw me making more plays just because it's more mental. And I just pushed myself through that mental block. And then I just started to play a lot better.
That's the voice of safety Juan Thornhill, who was open with us on Sunday as he discussed the reason he was up at rookie camp. Thornhill tore his ACL in week 17 of 2019, and he did appear somewhat labored early on in 2020. Safety Tyrann Mathieu's guidance was monumental to his recovery.
See, I had conversations with Tyrann when I tore my ACL. He'd been through it 2 times, and he was telling me that there was going to be some times I was frustrated, and I was going to be like a step slower on the play or things like that, and I saw that during the season. There was multiple times I could have made made an interception or knocked the ball down, but I was half a second too late. But the biggest thing is just, like, staying confident, keep working with Rick and the guys, strengthening my knee, stay on top of recovery, and I'll definitely be back to where I was my rookie year.
Do you feel that you're there entering this camp?
I feel good, 100% right now.
Thornhill will be joined by his fellow veteran safeties in Matthew and Dirty Dan Sorensen later today.
This is why I play the game. I mean, I love beating people up, man. I love just, like, knocking someone down, rolling over them, you know, just talking in their head after the play's over with. But it's just sort of my personality. If you know me, I'm sort of a goon, but I just really enjoy the violence aspect of playing football.
Rookie offensive lineman Trey Smith made a statement when it comes to his intentions for 2021. Starting Wednesday, Smith should be in a competition with Laurent Duvernay-Tardif and Andrew Wiley for the starting right guard job, and I believe he might even be a favorite to land the position, especially given Kyle Long is out of the picture due to that lower leg injury.
Like I said on draft day, I don't think there's anywhere else I'd rather be in the country to be able to learn under Travis Kelce, one of the best tight ends in the league. You know, right now it's a blessing. And to come out here and to be able to gain that knowledge from him and to learn from him every day and to be able to visualize and watch him on the field, that's been something that's been extremely key to me coming out and being able to execute my assignment. You know, and even guys like Blake and guys like Nick and other guys, like those guys have been in the system and they've been tremendous in helping me out with my development and just being able to come out here and execute what I need to do.
That's the rookie out of Duke, Noah Gray, who is right. Travis Kelce is probably the best possible player to learn from at the tight end position in the league. Gray enters a room with the players he mentioned, Blake Bell and Nick Kaiser, and he probably is looking at the tight end three position to start the season. But who knows how that'll change as the year goes on.
What's the dorm life like? Did you bring anything special?
Yeah, man, you got to bring mattress pads. Because sleep is very important, very vital. And, you know, I don't know if you've been alone, last time y'all been in the dorm room, but it's not comfortable without the mattress pads, so definitely do that.
When's the last time you were in the dorm room?
Freshman year, but I will say I was fortunate enough to have a better band than that. So, yeah, it was definitely different.
No better way to wrap up our first Camp Arrowhead drive than with Cornell Powell's lighthearted take on the bed dorm situation. Powell's been able to pitch and catch with Mahomes essentially to himself all weekend, but the cavalry is coming. Demarcus Robinson, Mecole Hardman, and Byron Pringle enter the fold later today. And that's it for the Arrowhead drive on Monday, July 26th. Remember to both subscribe and tell your friend to subscribe to the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network. And please leave us a rating and a review. Coming up later on Tuesday, it's the Arrowhead Pride Editor's Show with myself and John Dixon. That's it for now. I'm Pete Sweeney. We'll talk again on Wednesday for the next edition of the Arrowhead Drive.